and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Bergen, and thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode of Oko's Inn, the 2018 anime film. Just got done rewatching the film and wanted to share some of my thoughts and memories of seeing the film for the first time, as well as my thoughts on this latest rewatch. For the podcast, is the most recent rescreen episode that I've done, because, as I mentioned, this film released in 2018, and the first time that I saw it was when it released in North America in 2019. It was in April of 2019. G-Kids, the great animation distribution company in North America, got the rights from Japan to distribute it here in North America, and they had a couple of day limited theatrical release, and that was when I saw it. And it was up in Nashville at one of the Regal cinemas. I think it was Green Hills. It was right there where the mall is, if you know Nashville. And that was where I saw this film for the first time. It was a film that, if you know this podcast, you know that I love anime. And I remember seeing the trailer for it and was just super interested, because it just looks so delightful and so interesting, and went and saw it there in Nashville and just fell in love with it. And as soon as it came out on Blu-ray, bought it on Blu-ray, and just, like I said, fell in love with the film. Now, for most rescreen episodes, I definitely delve into spoilers, but because of this film and being a little bit more recent, and the fact that it's maybe a film that you may have not heard of or don't know much about, I will try to not have many spoilers here, just so you go and watch this film for yourself, because this is a film that I feel like is very underrated, and it's a film that really I want people to go watch if at all possible. So the premise of the film, now this film is based on a manga of the same name, and it tells a story of a young girl named Oriko, or Oko, as she's known by her friends. She's a young girl who tragically loses her parents in a car accident that she was in as well. She was the only survivor in the car. And she goes to live with her grandmother, who runs an inn, a small inn in a small village, and basically ends up becoming a junior innkeeper there. And while she's there, going to school, working at the inn as a junior innkeeper, she encounters these spirits that occupy the inn. And she befriends them and interacts with them. And the premise of the story is basically we see Oko grow up. And through the process of the story, kind of come into her own as both a junior innkeeper as well as just growing as a young girl and learning more about her family, her grandmother and her parents, and just, you know, and dealing with loss. And that's really the premise of the film. And like I said before, what drew me to this film was the color, and rewatching it again, it's just beautiful animation. I would put it on par as some of the most beautiful animation that I've seen in any film period. I mean, it is so bright and colorful. Like, it really stands out how the animators really, and I think it goes back to the manga that it's based on. It's just a very colorful, very bright, very energetic story. And I think what's really cool about this film is the fact that it really lends itself to that. And it's in contrast really with a lot of the dark, heavy story that's there because of, you know, dealing with death, and dealing with loss, and it doesn't shy away from that. And it really, it's a film both of the colorfulness and the brightfulness of life and all the different patrons that come to the inn and stay, and you have those fun interactions with Oko and the guests. But then you also have just the reality of dealing with death and how Orko has throughout the course of the film to deal with the grief and the loss of her parents and what all that entails and how she deals with that. And at the beginning of the film, she's a young kid, and so she doesn't deal with it. But you see through the course of the film how she is able to understand her grief and understand where she came from and how to not forget her parents and not forget those that she lost, but that she remembers that, they still, they loved her and cared about her. And so it's just a really fun, it's a fun film. Like I said, bright, colorful music, everything's delightful, but it also has a good story behind it as well with how we deal with loss, how we deal with grief. And it's in the context of, Japanese culture. So obviously there's some things in Japanese culture that, from a Western audience, we don't necessarily understand. but the universal ideas of how we deal with grief, how we deal with loss, I think really resonate with the story. Because the fact that it's told in such a bright and colorful way, I think really helps to accentuate that story and really makes it where, it's relatable no matter what cultural context you come from. Because we all, no matter what culture we come from, no matter where we come from, we all deal with loss. We all deal with grief. And it's not an easy thing to deal with. And I think that's why it shows here that how Oko deals with it. She deals with it in some instances not well, and in other instances she does. And I love, too, the fact of how she interacts with not just the spirits that she comes in contact with, but just the classmates, and the like I said, the guests, all the different guests that she interacts with. They all help in teaching Orko something, whether it's hospitality, whether it's dealing with, interpersonal conflicts, whether it's overcoming something where you're afraid of and overcoming that anxiety. You really, like I said, this is a film, I don't ever want to spoil this film because I want people to see this film because it's one of my favorite films, and it's, like I said, it's a very underrated film. But rewatching it again, I'm reminded so much of all the things that I loved about this film when I saw it the first time, and all the things that I appreciated about it as well. Because, Oko is, she's not a perfect character. Like she gets things wrong, and she has, our grandmother on a regular basis kind of disciplining her on what it means to be a good innkeeper, what it means to be a good host. And I think it's good the fact that, we see the faults of Oko on display throughout the film, but we also see, at the heart of it, who Oko is, which is someone who is caring, someone who goes to great lengths to help those that need help, to do the best for her guests. And, she's not above asking for help. She's not above even going to a rival and, asking for help and wanting to do right by her guests. And so there are a lot of great qualities that you see in Oko, and she's an inspirational character. And the fact of, even though she's not a perfect character, I think that's what makes it even better, is the fact that you root for her even when she messes up, even when she doesn't say the right thing or do the right thing, because you know that she wants to do the right thing, wants to, you know, learn and grow. And I think really too, at the heart of it, she's someone that wants to grow and wants to learn, and you see that in her character. And so, like I said, overall, I love this film. I love this rewatch again, and I was reminded again of just the heart of this film, and how, you know, we all deal with grief in our own way, and we all, you know, deal with loss. And it's a good reminder that we aren't to deal with it alone. Like, we all have someone that we can go to and talk with and talk through the things that we're struggling with, the things that we're dealing with. And so, yeah, like I said, this is a short rescreen episode, basically because I want you to go see the film, and I want to make sure that you don't get spoiled by it, because there's a lot of good stuff in there. And but for me, it was great to rewatch it. Still one of my favorite anime films. Still one of my favorite films of 2019 when I saw it. And I hope that you go see it as well. It's I know it's on places that, like, you can rent it or buy it. I would definitely do that. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on it when you see it. And you can share those thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that subscribe button, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button even, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that your podcast catcher of choice is. If you would, hit that subscribe button, hit that review button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. It really does help, and really do appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.